What's up, everyone? It's Ray Garvin, host of the Destination Devi podcast. If you're waiting until after the NFL season to start your college scouting process, you're already behind the eight ball. There are hundreds of college football games on each and every Saturday, far too many to keep up with, along with following your favorite NFL teams. But don't worry, this show is designed for not only you hardcore Devi leaguers, but those of you who want to learn about the next group of potential NFL stars and get a leg up in your traditional dynasty leagues. We don't just talk about the big name college football guys. We hit on the small school value prospects who also have a shot to make it to the next level. If you want to position your dynasty team for short and long-term success, make sure you check out the DDP on DLF and all the other amazing shows DLF has to offer.
Let the games begin. Let the games begin.
Passed out. All my friends went and passed out. So much for the night. Last round for AM lovers. Oh, that's how I come alive.
I'm gonna be a people person in a room of people, people. I'ma keep on running this shit. Let the games begin. A people person in a room of people, people. I'ma be the kid for the win. Let the games begin.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to episode 70-something of Dynasty Game Night, a member of the DLF family of podcasts. I am once again your host, Rocky Petrella at Dynasty FF Addict, and my never-ending journey to take over this podcast. And this week, we have a great panel of contestants. I mentioned to Russ at Dynasty House that I know he's been trying to get new winners, so the hosts haven't been playing too much, so that we could get new winners for a tournament of champions. So I suggested we do an all-host one, so then they can just move back to what he was doing before that. So we have all three hosts, plus me, who's now officially the fourth host, as I mentioned last episode. But Russ, how you doing tonight?
I'm doing great. You could tell that Rocky is officially a host of DGN because he tried to say what episode we're on and who the hell knows. So exactly. I was just sure. Yeah. Awesome. Great. No, we are thrilled to have you take over. And I'm glad, like, I feel like you're my Padawan or something. You know, you come on as my co-host in Trade Addicts and all of a sudden you're stealing other podcasts. It's I'm a proud papa, even though you're older than I am.
I've learned at the knee of the master. Yeah. And so we, of course, have the other host, John Boss. John, how you doing tonight?
I'm still going to be called a host? Wow, that's nice. That's awfully nice of you, Rocky. Awfully legacy. Nice of you. So like if you want to figure out what episode number we're on, all you do is go back to the very first episode. Then you do one per week from then. So, like, I mean, this is like episode probably 400 or something at this point. Like, that seems about right, right?
Yeah, we just don't release them all. We do this every single week. It's just whether we feel like letting you guys listen.
That's, oh, man.
And then, of course, there's Matt Price. Matt, how's it going?
I'm good, man. It's been a long time. It does feel a little bit weird, as appreciative of as I am of Russ and now you, Rocky, of doing shows. You know, John and I made this show originally so that we could play games every single week, and I feel like we haven't gotten to play games in a long time now. So it's really fun to be back and doing the show.
But we don't have to host them anymore, Matt. It worked out well.
That's true. We don't have to do the hard work anymore. We just show up and play, even though it's not every week.
Yeah, I'm glad to have you all here. And tonight, Dynasty Game Night's going to be heavy on the game and light on the Dynasty. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but you're pretty much going to need no Dynasty knowledge for tonight's games.
Oh. I'm set.
I have trained all my life for this.
Because what this is going to be is it's all name games, but it's not all the name game. I do have a classic name game. Then there's two other games we're going to do that are about player names, but not the name game. So I guess, Russ, as my Trade Addicts co-host, I'll let you pick. Do you want to start with the name game classic or one of the other name games?
Get away so we get on to the new and fun stuff after.
Sorry, you cut out there. You said go with the regular one?
See, clearly I did not cut out because you know exactly what I said.
I do have a little bit of a lag for you too. Like you say something and then your picture does it, but I'm sure it's fine.
I think he's back now.
I think you're back now. Yeah.
All right, so classic name game.
Again, I never left. I've been here this whole time. I don't know what you guys are talking about.
Okay, can I, since now I am the fourth hostess, I mean, I actually have to try and explain the name game, or can I get one of you guys to do it?
If you don't know by now, go back and listen.
Make him do it. Make him do it. Rite of passage of stuttering and trying to figure out how to explain it.
No.
No, just go for it.
Okay, well, so I'm not going to bother explaining then. Like you said, if you don't know it by now, you don't know it.
You'll figure it.
Yeah, they'll figure it out as they listen. So the theme for tonight is cartoon characters.
Love it.
And I thought you would like this one, but I will say I'm pretty sure they're all television cartoon characters. So there's no Disney, Russ. No, what we're going to do is, not just going to give a description of the character. What I'm going to do is for each one, I'm going to give another character from that cartoon and then the conference and, division for the player. And I'm sorry, the conference and the position for the player, and the hints will be a second character, or obviously the team. Does that make sense?
I got it.
I think so.
John had a little quizzical look on his face there, so I wasn't sure.
No, I'm just trying to think already.
That's just his face.
I'm thinking in my head of cartoon characters that line up. I can't think of many.
So it's just the normal cartoon clue, and then the division player after that.
Right. The clue will be another character on the cartoon, and then the second hint will be a more obvious character on the cartoon.
Can I get my points for Scooby Zeke Elliott right now?
No.
Scooby Zeke Elliott? It's Scooby Doo, so...
I actually discarded a Snoopy Zeke Elliott, so... Good. You're not going to get, so maybe you get a half a point for that one, right?
Because you know you're going to get called out by at least one of us if the clues don't match.
Okay. Okay, ready. Let's go. You guys all know, call out your name when you think you have it. The first one is Battle Cat, an NFC South wide receiver.
Battle Cat's Battle Cat's a character in a cartoon.
I will say some of these first characters I did intentionally try and make a little tougher. Most of the second ones are super obvious.
Did you say NFC South?
Yeah, I missed what the football was.
NFC South wide receiver.
So it's another character in that show that Battle Cat is in, plus an NFC South wide receiver.
Russ. Correct.
Okay.
Yes.
He-Man Antonio Brown.
That is correct.
Nice. I was like Cringer.
I actually have a Battle Cat toy.
It seemed over there. I used to have one. Yeah, I had a Man at Arms toy where the chest, like, it was regular.
Had Man at Arms,
and then you hit the thing and it spun into like one that was kind of damaged, and you hit it again and it was destroyed.
I have a Skeletor of that also. Yeah,
nice.
I had a nice big Castle Grayskull.
Never had the Castle Grayskull. I had the Ghostbusters.
The firehouse.
The firehouse. Yeah.
Okay. So three for us there.
I just go watch Petite Pods right now.
John, you don't know cartoons?
John doesn't know anything.
I have never heard the name Thundercat. Probably did when I was a kid.
Not Thundercat.
I have no idea.
Thundercat's a different show. You probably just ruined it. Whatever, you probably just ruined another.
Odell Beckham is out the window now.
Like, for example, though, the second hint there was going to be Skeletor. You would have known.
That I would have gotten.
Exactly. That I would have gotten. So on the ones you don't know, I'm hoping that the second one gives it to you. If you
I might be able to get there. I have a feeling
you're never getting to
Yeah,
the
I have hint, a feeling Russ is never going to let that hint come.
I'm not sure how well Russ might know this. I don't know. But the next one, NFC West tight end, so player first, and Daria. She does have a last name, if that helps.
Ooh, I do know the show.
I do know that show. I actually liked her. She is hilarious.
NFC West tight end?
Yes.
Oh, who were other characters on that show, though?
Matt.
Yes.
Hold on. Tyler Higg Beavis and Butthead?
Yeah.
Yeah, I just was going with Beavis. Butthead was actually the second clue, but yes.
Perfect. I was worried there that you picked the Daria like spinoff cartoon. I was
which was also fantastic, but I can't remember her.
That's what I was thinking about. I didn't realize she was on Beavis and Butthead.
Yeah, I picked her just because I couldn't think of anybody else on Beavis and Butthead besides Butthead. So
yeah, and I was absolutely doing the cartoon characters first. I'm like Beavis, Butthead Dixon. I did that one actually. Butthead
Dixon.
I like that. So it's 3-3. The next one is Mr. Slate, an NFC East running back.
NFC, ow, NFC East running back?
Yes.
And it's the full name of the character?
Yes.
I have a guess at the character, but I'm not 100% sure.
I have a guess at the running back just because it's the running back that always comes from the NFC East.
He is not, I will tell you, he's not the guy we mentioned before.
Oh, it's not Ezekiel.
I'm ready for no. Another TV show clue.
No,
this. Okay.
Oh, my heavens. Jeez.
This isn't ready.
Hold on.
I mean, otherwise I could just guess, I guess, but I kind of wanted another clue.
I'm obviously ready for another TV show clue at any point.
John, I noticed that your shirt, your mug, and the top part of your headset all match. Oh,
yeah.
Okay, so the headset is actually orange. This is red.
Definitely looks orange.
Really? Yeah, it looks
cup
orange.
Cup is also red. It's actually a Bearcat cup.
Wow, they both look super orange.
They do. Their
colors are red and black. So.
I mean, like exactly like Bengal orange on my screen.
Yeah, actually, I just got this out of laundry, and I got called out for it wearing it on the draft night, too. They're like, oh, you're in Bengals orange, and I'm like, no, it's red.
Oh, come on, Russ. Clock.
Finally, jeez.
Did you just say Russ?
Yeah. Fred Flintstone Pollard.
Yes.
I was not getting to Flintstone from Mr. Slate, that's for sure.
Oh, that was Fred Flintstone's boss, wasn't it?
Yes.
Yep. Okay, this one you definitely know the character, but it could be a little harder because there's more characters to choose from besides him. But
wait, was your other one going to be Barney or Wilma? And if it was Wilma, were you going to say
no?
Wilma,
dang it. Wilma. It was Barney Rubble. Yeah, this one the hint is Bugs Bunny and NFC North wide receiver. Like I said, the more difficult part of this is there's a lot of characters to choose from.
There sure are.
There's a couple of receivers up there too, in the NFC North as well.
But I will tell you that if you do go to the second clue, I think it'll become a lot more clear who the character I'm zeroing in on
is. Okay, I'll take a guess and go John. Tweed DK Metcalf?
No. It was NFC North.
Tweedy. That's Tweety Bird, John, to you.
Hey, Tweety Bird?
Yeah. What else am I gonna guess? I came up with isn't Tweety Bird actually in a cartoon with Bugs Bunny?
I mean, yeah, they're both Looney Tunes. Yeah.
Okay, so I got a little close there, at least I feel like.
But you were on the wrong conference and division.
Oh, I had NFC.
I'm sorry, wrong. Oh, NFC wrong North. Division, not wrong conference.
Yeah, I did even write down NFC North.
Wait, did I say
NFC West? Oh, you said NFC North.
I'm sorry, it's AFC North. My bad.
Oh, come on.
Oh, I'm back in. That's host air.
Yeah, I think I got to let you back in. Even though you said
never
totally
done
wrong.
That before. How dare you?
John Tweety Higgins.
No.
Damn
it's
it.
Still Tweety Bird. It's still Tweety Bird.
I don't care, Matt. That's the only freaking character I can think of.
I'm just writing down characters and wide receivers, trying to match them up at this point.
I'm just scrolling Twitter.
This is why you don't get to be on the show anymore, John.
That's okay.
All right, I guess I'm.
Oh, I do remember another character from that show.
Hold on,
I didn't work with anybody. Ooh, how have we not had a Jamar Chase Claypool answer on the show yet?
Because you just stole one from the game that I was making next one with rookies involved in
yes!
the game. So thanks a lot for that one, John.
You're welcome, Matt. I'm thinking of my head receivers. It's like, oh, that's two in the AFC North and they actually line up.
Man, there's just so many freaking characters.
You want me to give you the
I'm ready for a clue. It seems like Russ is still working.
Yeah, hold on.
Russ is on character number 50.
All right, I guess I don't want to hold it up.
Thank you.
The second, you guys want the character hint?
Yeah.
The secondary hint for the character is the Roadrunner.
Oh, Russ.
Matt. Damn it.
Russ.
Wile E. Coyote Higgins.
Yeah, I didn't want to tell. I did not count that because I agree with Matt. It's Tweety Bird. It's not Tweety. So
I agree with that.
Otherwise, it would have worked.
Still, I agree.
So. Not surprisingly, Russ is doing well on the cartoon character one. So up 8-3 at this point. So
you guys just don't realize how much information I delete from my brain, I guess. Why the hell would I still want to remember that shit?
Okay, the next one.
Well, you remember smart things. I remember cartoons. So
I don't remember.
Who's winning right now?
I don't remember smart things.
I'm with Russ. I remember all sorts of pop culture stuff outside of that. Yeah. But the next one, Fred Jones and currently unemployed running back, most recently in the AFC South.
I think I can get the run.
Fred Jones.
First name or full name?
Of the cartoon character answer? Yeah. Full name?
I don't even know who Fred Jones is, so I guess this is another Russ show.
Welcome to my world, Matt.
AFC South? Formerly AFC South, but current free agent?
Current free agent, formerly in the AFC South. And it is the AFC South. I'm just checking in my head. Yes, I got the division right this time.
Russ.
Yes.
Scooby Duke Johnson.
Yes.
Nice.
Who's
Mr. Jones?
Fred Jones. Fred Jones. The white shirt.
Fred's last name. I threw his last name in there to throw you off.
Fred. I definitely did not know he had a last name.
I was like, do you expect me to remember Velma's last name? They actually all have
last names. I Googled it because I wanted to throw you off a little, which instead of just saying Fred, I don't know if Fred would have made it easier or not, but if I just said Fred, but so I know
even... Wright said Fred. I'm a model, you know what I mean.
And I do my little turn on the catwalk.
On the catwalk, yeah.
We're not finishing the song.
On the catwalk.
What?
John's just checked out of this game at this point.
Trying to figure what I want to bid on.
Next one. NFC South wide receiver and Rue.
Rue?
Okay. Rue.
Yeah. Oh.
Russ.
Damn it.
Jeez, Russ, man. Give everybody a chance.
No, Chris God, Winnie the Pooh.
Yes.
Nice. I actually did know who Rue was. Finally got one. Dang it. Nice job, okay. Russ.
These last two might be a little harder with the character clues. this one I actually had to Google because I liked the answer too much to not use it, but I'm not that familiar with the other characters. So hopefully you guys know them. Charmander and NFC South running back.
Wait, what was it saying again?
I know what Charmander is
only because
and NFC South running back.
South running back.
Yeah, because I know all 600 Pokemon names.
Oh, you just gave away the cartoon.
Pass.
I was gonna say I know like three, I think, and one of them was Charmander. So
the only reason I know that is because one of the people that I watch play Fortnite got into freaking Pokemon cards. Wouldn't stop talking about this freaking Charmander card one night. I'm like, oh my god, dude, it's a card. Just
yeah, but it's worth thousands of dollars.
Yeah, I'm sure. NFC South.
In case you guys didn't realize, these last I have this one and one more. They're just for fun. Russ has already won this game.
I don't know.
NFC South running back.
Yes,
I can't get to another.
The only thing I can think of is I'll guess. I don't know where. I can't remember where he got drafted, but I'll go John.
Okay,
because it's the only character I can think of, and it lines up with a running back named Pikachu Hubbard.
That's really good. The second you said drafted, I'm like, oh shit, that's really good.
I couldn't remember what team he got drafted to, but what the hell? I'll take a shot. It's
really damn good.
that is pretty good. Pikachu Hubbard.
I wouldn't have remembered that he got drafted, and I would not have gotten that. That's fantastic, Rocky.
Thank you. I always try and save the best ones for the end, but. Okay, last one. Again, just for fun. NFC East wide receiver and Brain, who is a dog. It is not Pinky and the.
Oh, I know. Aww. I know. I mean, I know the cartoon anyway.
I'm only going to be thinking about anime.
Wait, what was the NFC what?
East wide receiver.
So as soon as you said cartoons, I immediately did start that one. I was looking off in space. I was trying to think of what names would line up with Wacko, Yakko, and Dot.
That was the first thing I thought of.
Yeah, first cartoons. That's the only one that I was going through trying to figure it out. So, dang it.
The player comes first. I'm sorry.
Yes.
Okay.
NFC wide receiver and Brain the dog.
Matt.
Oh,
Matt. Terry McClure, Inspector Gadget.
Yes.
Nice. I was trying to do it the other way around, and then I was wrong.
So yeah, Russ wins that one. He's up one game to none. So we then move on to one of these other games. I guess it doesn't. You guys don't know what they are, so I'll just pick one.
Damn sure.
Okay, you ready for mystery game name? Name game number one. Okay, is going to work similarly to the normal name game in that you're going to call out your name for an answer for these. What I'm going to be doing is I'm going to be giving you sort of a phrase or a description, and you are going to then have to answer. It's going to result in a full player name. Let me give you an example, because I did an example for you guys, because I know that doesn't make total sense. So if I would say something like, if I wanted to get paid for playing music for people an additional amount than I do now, you could say I want to DJ more.
Okay. Okay. This is gonna be interesting.
I got one already.
I think Katie brought on a similar game, something like this. Like, she had a spin on a name game too when she hosted a long time ago.
So I'm just gonna give I'm gonna give the phrase or whatever description, whatever it is. If when you think you have it, you know, say your name. I don't really have secondary clues, so the only thing is, if you guys get stumped, the way I decided to do it, you'll get 2 points if you get it right. And the only clue I can give you, besides what I say, is their initials. So that's the only other thing I could think of to do. And then you could get 1 point if that helps you. So I think most of these you'll probably get. But
I feel like Rush is going to crush this one.
Okay.
We all have brains that work in this little weird warped way, Matt. This could be interesting.
Okay, so this is what you might say if a cake maker might catch a ground ball.
John.
I heard John first.
Oh, what? Baker Mayfield.
That's correct.
I think you're going to
definitely first.
You're going to hear me. I think in editing, you're going to hear me first.
I'm going to edit, and I'm not going to listen, so it doesn't matter.
That was definitely me. Oh, that was so good.
That was a really good one. I am not going to win this one.
I'm already trying to think of whose names have a verb as the first syllable of their last name.
Me too.
Okay, so the next one. If you're a really big fan, really, really big fan of a certain NBA Hall of Famer, then you have this.
Can you have this if you're...
You could do as a clue. You could give the division or something, by the way, instead of giving a player's initials.
Yeah, I could do that. Yeah.
All right, say it again.
If you're a fan of an NBA Hall of Famer,
if you're a really, really big fan, if you like them a lot, a certain NBA Hall of Famer, all-timer, then you would have this.
NBA is a basketball league. Right?
Giving away stuff, John.
I'm sorry.
He's giving away the NBA league.
I'm just writing down Hall of Famers that I can think of.
If you're a fan,
and this is a football player as an answer.
Yes, the football player is the answer. Yes.
If you're a fan of a certain NBA Hall of Famer, you have this.
I think we should get the division, at least.
It is the NFC North. So this will only be worth 1 point. I will give you another clue without taking away any more points.
Is there poetic license in this?
There is no poetic license, but he is not a starting player on his team.
Okay, then mine doesn't work either.
The NFL player is not a starting player.
Oh, John! John! You have Jordan Love.
Yes!
Oh, fantastic. Nice.
See, if you word it differently, you could be All-In Robinson. For David Robinson.
True, yeah.
That's why I asked if there's poetic license. That's fantastic. Ugh, I love and hate this game because I'm
you have Jordan so Love. That's
this is good. The new name game, everybody.
That's really good. That's really good, Rocky.
Okay. Next one. What you might call it if you give a religious speech while shooting a 3-pointer.
Russ.
Yes.
Trey Sermon.
Yes.
Russ had already thought about that in his head when he heard
Jesus. He must have.
I heard religious speech and just it clicked.
Yeah. I heard preach be talked about with Trey Sermon a lot over the weekend.
Wow.
People preaching Trey Sermon, like, okay, that pun's going to get old fast.
I only wrote one name down and I'm waiting for it.
Nice.
Okay, I'll give you the next one. If I'm stirring a cup of coffee, you could say I'm doing this.
Joe Mixon. Oh, John, sorry. You are Joe Mixon.
Yes.
I went to the right team and the right and the wrong Joe. I'm like, Joe Burrow. Wait, that doesn't make sense.
Oh my God. This is so good.
That's amazing. My brain is not equipped for this, but I love it.
John is up 6-2, by the way. Because it's 2 points per clue. I'm sorry, one of them was one. Yeah. You have five. My bad. Let me fix that on my spreadsheet.
God, that's a shame too, because Jordan was obviously the first basketball player everybody thought of, I'm sure.
Everyone, yes.
Yeah.
We're not young enough to go to LeBron.
I actually went to Bird and Magic first, so
Magic. I also went to Magic.
Went to my head after Jordan because I was like, Magic, there's something with Magic. You have Magic. Now wait, wait, Magic's not even in the answer. That's right. Duh, what an idiot.
I feel like this one might be a little tougher. I'm not sure. Maybe you guys will get it super quick. But what you might call a federal or municipal law officer standing on a patio or veranda?
John.
Oh, it's easier than I thought.
A terrace marshal.
Yes.
Holy gosh.
This is John's game, man.
That's amazing.
I gotta make it like somebody didn't get my joke when somebody was like, I can't remember this whole setup, but somebody was talking about like, oh, it's gonna be unexpected with Terrace Marshall. And I said, oh, you could even say it was out of left field.
Because I wrote down the word what?
At baseball stadiums, like outside, like a lot of the deck areas are called the terrace. Yeah. Like you could say it was out of left field because they were saying the Terrace Marshall was going to be unexpected. Nobody reacted.
Lame.
I was so annoyed.
I wouldn't have gotten it. So
I wrote down the word police and then John buzzed in. That was
I only have three more left. So Matt, you're already out of this game. John has seven.
So shut up, Matt.
I'm still answering. I'm going to play spoiler.
Yes, do it, Matt.
You're going to let John win. That's what you want?
I like
okay, I'll text you the answer, Russ, if I get it, which won't probably happen.
I'm taking Matt's points.
Okay. What you might call a particular well-known current rapper if he was from a specific African country?
Oh, my rapper knowledge is not great.
Russ.
Yes.
Never mind.
That's a Nirvana album.
Yeah,
not a rapper. Kenyon Drake.
What?
Kenyon Drake.
Yeah. Oh, yes. Well very done. Good. Very good.
I almost said Kenyon Martin. I'm like, no, that's the wrong sport.
All right, that is the wrong sport. Man, that's back when I played attention basketball.
Yep.
He was a Bearcat.
A New Jersey Net or New. He was a Brook. Was it back in the day? New York Net? New Jersey Net?
He was a lot of things by the end of his career. He bounced around a little.
At the end, especially. Yeah.
So right. 7-4, if you can sweep these last two, Russ.
It's no yours. Pressure.
There's none.
Okay, this is what you would call the captain of the Starship Enterprise's mother's brother's children.
Russ.
Yes.
Kirk Cousins.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh, nice.
So this is it.
We all knew.
I am your mother's brother's sister's cousin's former roommate. What does that make us? Absolutely nothing, which is what you were about to become.
That's not even fair. We all knew Russ was going to get the Star Wars clue.
The worst.
Okay, last one. If I made a picture of the bolt on my door, you could say I did this.
The bolt on your door? Oh, Jesus.
John.
Yes.
You drew Locke.
Yes.
Oh, I didn't even hear what you said, and you didn't even use the one I wrote down.
Well, what's the one you wrote down?
Chase Claypool.
I actually had that, but that seemed like a little bit of a stretch. Claypool. I don't know.
You can stretch it and make it work. This
we need we need a title for this game. I don't know if this is right, but like the pun game or
new name game.
No, that's stupid.
That is mostly... not all of our game names are stupid. That's the whatever. Point.
So John gets that one 9-6. So it's 1-1.
Somebody give us a good name for this, because that was a good game. That was fun.
It was real. Yeah. Now this is all I'm going to do. This is how I stole this game, was because name games were just like, I can do that. I can do a lot of that. And now it's tough because I did thousands of them, and this is new. All right. Yeah, awesome.
It was fun. I do have a few more I didn't use, but I'll leave them alone for now. There's
a lot of names that can be turned like Marshall. Was a police officer. You could also, if you had Marshall Falk, I don't know what a Falk could be, but like you could marshal people. Yeah. Oh man, there's lots of ways to go with this. This is going to be fun.
Okay. So this last one, it's again 1-1, Russ and John. There's going to be 3 rounds to this. And what I'm going to do is I'm going to give you sort of a name category. And we're just going to go around. I'm going to start with, I'll start with Matt since he has no wins.
burn.
like colors. And then we have to name players that have a color in their name.
Something like that. Yeah. And we'll go around and we'll just keep going until you can't think. It's unlikely you're going to get a wrong one. So it's just until you can't think of one. And if you've taken too long, I'll start telling you only got like 15 seconds left or something.
Do we get an example?
Well, I can just tell you what the first one is going to be: players with 2 first names.
Oh, okay. So then we just
keep going around. Give as many. Don't repeat it. And if you get one, if you can't think of one, you're out. Somebody after you has to get it, you know, to knock you out. And the last person left wins. And but the way I'm going to score this is, because I have a ton of them, is that you actually get a point for every name you get right. So even at the end, if the other 2 people are out, if you can keep going, you can earn more points, and it's going to be cumulative for the 3 rounds. And you also get 2 points for winning the game. That's how I'm going to score this. So
excellent.
Okay, so that's the first one. 2 first names. So there's plenty of guys here. So Matt, you start us off.
Tom Brady.
Yes. So we'll go clockwise. Russ.
Can I use Jerry Jeudy?
Yes.
Okay, good.
Oh, I was going to mention that in all these games with the names, I think I said the spelling does not matter as long as it sounds like what it's supposed to be.
David Montgomery.
Yes. And it's funny, out of these 3, you guys already come up with 2 I actually didn't have, but those are obviously correct. That's how many that I literally had like 50 here.
I can't believe you wrote them out.
And I've been pretty lenient with what I count as a first name. So you got a lot of opportunities here.
This might be out of left field, but I'm going to say Calvin Ridley.
Yeah, I'll take that.
Ridley Scott.
Absolutely.
This is crazy. That's 4 now I don't have.
I figured
it was. 3 now I don't have.
You should probably ask, what about pluralizations?
I meant to say that. Yeah, no. Davante Adams would not count.
Okay, got it.
Chase Edmonds would not count.
So I was like, oh,
yeah. No, they actually have to be. Yeah.
Okay.
So everybody's good. Keep going, Russ.
Derrick Henry.
Nice.
Yes, that one I did have.
Ezekiel Elliott.
Yes.
Logan Thomas. Stay at the NFC East.
Nice.
Yes. So we are, there we go. Okay, so we're back to Russ.
I need to find a different one to give right now.
10, 9, 8.
Gabriel Davis.
Oh, that's a good pull.
Yep.
Keenan Allen.
Yep.
Trevor Lawrence.
Nice.
Deebo Samuel.
Correct.
Jamar Chase.
Yes. Sorry, I don't know if that was heard. Yes.
Yeah.
Jameis Winston.
Nice one. Matt's got a better knowledge of just remembering all the players' names. I have a feeling this is going to bode well for you, Matt.
Perhaps.
James Robinson.
Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. So I started writing down a whole bunch of Robinsons. Allen Robinson was, and James Robinson. I wondered, are we just going to be like, any Robinson is going to work now? Because
yes,
that's a lot of them.
So was Allen Robinson your answer to that one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
Oh wait. So is it on me?
Yep.
Zach Wilson.
Yes.
I'm not going to play your silly Robinson game.
Okay, so we can play the Wilson game then.
I mean, I'll just throw Russell Wilson out there since we're at it.
Of course.
Albert Wilson.
He was still in the league.
He was last year.
That's what I was going to say. I was messing around. I have guys in here who are not currently on teams. So, yes.
Probably free agents. Yeah.
Yeah. So everybody has gotten six so far.
Who's it? Is it on John?
It's on you. He said,
Sorry. Robert Wilson. Oh, got it. Lamar Jackson.
Yes.
I'll jump back on the Robinson and say DeMarcus Robinson.
All right, I'll cross him out.
Yes.
Oh.
I did. That's another one I didn't have. I had other Robinsons. I forgot DeMarcus.
Trying to think if I want to use up. I'll just go Matt Ryan for now.
Yes.
I've got a couple that I like, little under the radar ones.
Curious how far this gets into it before you guys start really struggling.
I'm close.
I'm pretty much there.
Oh, well, I have a handful. So.
I'm telling you, Matt's going to win this game.
What's on you, Matt? The problem is you guys are answering too fast, and I can't go through the teams.
It's on me?
Yes.
Yeah. Trey Lance.
Yes.
That's a good one.
Trey Lance. I'm trying to cross these off as you say them. So it's up to Russ now.
Devontae Parker.
Yes.
Nice. Curtis Samuel.
Yes.
Philip Lindsay.
This is good. And the longer we take, he just gets more, Russ.
Yeah, no, you guys are going too fast. I can't cross him off. But yes, Philip Lindsay obviously would count.
Ooh, right. I've got one I want to say.
It's my turn.
Yes, everybody's at nine.
Jalen Samuel.
Oh, good one.
Is Jalen Samuels, is he not?
No,
is he?
He's no, singular. Samuel. Yeah, he's singular.
Is he singular?
Yes, because everybody calls him Samuels, but I'm pretty sure he's the singular. Look it up. You can look it up, but...
No, don't look it up. Just trust John.
I'm going to look it up.
No, let Rocky look it up. Okay. Oh, wait, no, hold on. I'm thinking Curtis Samuel.
Jalen Samuels.
Yeah, I was thinking Curtis Samuel.
Russ did get one wrong.
See, that's Russ. A.J. So, Dillon.
Russ, all right, good. I can stop writing shit down now.
Text them to me, Russ. Text them to me.
Jarvis Landry.
Nice.
Landry Jones.
I mean.
Yeah, I didn't have that one, but that would count.
Cam Newton.
I think that's borderline.
If you can give me somebody whose first name is Newton, I'll give it to you.
That's borderline. I didn't even think that would be borderline. I mean,
I can't think of someone with the first name Newton. Can you?
I believe you can look up Mr. Gingrich's official name.
Is it?
That's fair.
Is it Newton Gingrich?
I don't know.
I would have.
That was the first one that I thought of. I honestly, God, didn't think Newton. Like, Newton's a first name. How's this even borderline?
Newton Leroy Gingrich. It counts.
Thank you. All right. I mean,
we're going to go Justin Herbert.
Yeah.
Now I've got one left that I don't want to use yet, but I can't think of any others, so I'm gonna.
I can't stop writing. I'm writing names down anyway. I don't care.
Let's see if I can get one to come to my head. Screw it, Gerald Everett.
I had that down there on the list.
Man, it's crazy how many I have and how many you guys are coming up with that I didn't know. I have so many. There's at least 10 you guys have said that I didn't have on here.
Michael Carter.
That one I do have, and it is correct.
Jack Doyle.
That's another one I did have, but also I would count that.
Doyle Brunson. You got to go Doyle.
Mike Davis.
Yes.
I can't believe I said something so stupid, and I have so many freaking names now.
Corey Davis.
You're losing a lot of ground on points now, Russ.
That's right. That's right. The points add up. It's not just each round is a winner.
Yeah.
So I just I
misunderstood that.
Russ is
going out early is very bad.
Russ is getting buried.
So I lost already.
Well, there's
so
two more games. There's two more rounds.
Matt, you better win this. So he has to come up with a tiebreaker.
Andy Dalton.
Oh, that's a good one.
So now we are back to John. You're giving me time to delete some I couldn't delete earlier because you were going too fast.
Yeah, we were flying there for a minute.
Yeah.
Travis Kelce.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah. Yeah. That works. Another one I did not have, but yeah.
I'll take it. Jermar Jefferson.
Oh, damn.
Yes, that one I actually did have.
Me too.
So back to John.
Sterling Shepard. No, yeah, Sterling Shepard. Yeah.
Whose name's Shepard?
Yeah, oh, Shepard is definitely a first name. They go by Shep.
No.
You got to give me a Shepard.
I'm going to need you to come up with one. You got to give me one. One.
Okay, there was a, I'm trying to think of the TV. It was a TV character named Shep. He was like a news character, a newscaster.
But was his name Shep or was it
Shepard? No, it was Shepard. It was Shepard. Shepard Stevens was the character's name.
I just Googled Shepard and the first thing that came up was Shepard Smith, American news broadcaster.
Okay.
Right. Okay. No, but Shepard Stevens, I think, was also a name that sounds familiar.
All right.
I don't know why.
I won't make it difficult. I'll just go back to the Justin Jefferson. I'll go to the back to the Jefferson well.
I will say you guys have not been doing that enough.
Yeah, I'm sure there's lots of Wilsons. Like, I just can't even.
And obviously, I didn't think this needed to be said, but just in case, these obviously all have to be fantasy relevant players. So,
yeah, can't use think, Kelsey.
You can't use like an offense Jason Kelsey or something like that. Yeah.
How many more you got, John? I got a bunch.
Oh, I'm coming up with one every time. One hit. I'm just trying to think.
It's your, like, is it me? It's not
no,
me.
No, it's John. It's me. I'm like literally trying to think through depth charts as I. That's the only way they're coming to me one at a time. So this is going to be over very soon. No. I use Jarvis Landry.
I have six more if it helps.
Holy hell. You definitely went out way too early there. I'm just trying to think of Wilson, so I should probably just get off that path. Yeah,
you're getting to the point where I'm going to give you you got 10 seconds, John.
That sounds like the right move.
5, 4... 3, 2,
out.
Oh, God. So Matt is now able to, though, rack up more points.
Oh, he gets to keep going?
I get to keep going?
Oh, shit. I didn't even know that. I thought it was over.
Okay.
Oh, this is.
Okay. I got.
You better have a tiebreaker because this whole game's going to Matt.
Okay. Yep. Tylan Wallace.
Yes.
Brian, sorry, not that one. Scratch that one. I scratched that one out. Plural. I don't know. Just say it. Jonathan Taylor.
Yeah,
that's good.
Debo Samuel.
I said that already. Oh, you did. Wrong. Okay. He's out. He's out. He's out. He's out.
I am going with that. If you repeat an answer, you're out.
I like it.
Really?
I'm going to go with that. Yes. Because otherwise,
how about since I didn't know that? How about
he wants to keep this going? Because
I was
close.
Just doing. Matt, I was doing the common ones first.
Matt, you are going to blow us out of the water in this game.
But I want to say more names.
You can say more. Like I was going to give you guys some more. I'd tell you guys some of the ones. I'm not going to tell you all of them.
Nikhil Harry, Hunter Henry.
Yep. Yep.
Chris Carson.
Yep, he was on there.
Carson Palmer, not in the league anymore, but
Jeff Wilson.
Yep. Yep.
I think that's it, maybe.
Okay, can I go?
Sure. Yeah.
Larry Fitzgerald, Michael Thomas.
I didn't think of Larry Fitzgerald, but Michael Thomas is on my list. I could not think of a Fitzgerald first name. Like, I couldn't think of one.
But yes, those were both.
Do it, Russ.
Giovanni Bernard.
Yeah. Austin Miller, Kyle Rudolph, Eno Benjamin, anyone with the last name Jackson.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's what I was saying. You guys didn't go back the same well often enough.
By the way, in Scandal, the president was Fitz, but his first name was Fitzgerald.
Okay.
Yeah, you guys didn't go back to same names often enough, I don't think. I was surprised probably. Michael Thomas kept hanging out there. I think you said another Thomas, Logan Thomas earlier. Someone you didn't mention that, because there is going to be some overlap here in one of the other ones, so I don't want to say them all, but ones that I think won't is James Conner.
Nice. That's a good one.
I'm trying to think of ones that aren't going to come up again. Melvin Gordon.
Nice.
I think I said that.
Did you?
You got Philip Lindsay, not Melvin.
Maybe I didn't cross it off. No, I'm just going to leave it alone because I don't want to give away any other ones that might possibly come up. Because like I said, and between these rounds and previous games, you can reuse names, so that's fine. So the next round, and just so you know, that one went, I actually better put this on the spreadsheet before I forget, went eight. Matt got 18 before he got that repeat answer.
Wow.
Bosch had 15, and Russ had 9.
There you go. That's better.
And then Matt got two bonus points for the win. So it's 20 to Matt and 15 to Bosch and 9 to Russ. But again, this next one also has a lot of potential answers, but it sounds like Matt's going to know them all. So I don't know if that's going to help you, Russ, or not.
No, Matt.
I'm banking on this tiebreaker.
Rocky, you could literally ask us, like, you could ask me to name 50 NFL players and I would probably struggle. Matt would name like 1,000.
This is like Co-Stars, but without the team requirement.
Yes.
So John's really good at it.
At least I'm not playing against Sig this time. That's all I'm saying. Let's go.
Okay. Man,
I would play it against Sig. That would have been fun. Or did I play against
Co-Stars? He crushed me.
Maybe when I get a trade alert or I have to make a bid or.
You might get to, Matt, in the Tournament of Champions.
True.
Okay, the next one is last names, only last names that are a verb, adjective, or common noun.
Say it again. Common verbs are, say it one more time.
Last names that are a verb, adjective, or common noun. So it can't be like a proper noun, a place, or something like that.
Oh, okay. So they're another word. Okay.
Basically, yeah.
All right.
And again, you can reuse ones that if they apply that came up in the last game.
So is a clay pool a real thing?
No.
I knew it wasn't.
Clay is a real thing and pool is a real thing.
I knew it wasn't. That's the only reason I said it.
So somebody's last name was something else. That is also something else.
Yes.
Correct. Okay. And we'll rotate who starts. So we'll start with Russ this time.
Oh, I can't wait for my first one just to see you guys get mad at me again.
So and again, one other thing, again, spelling does not matter. If it's not spelled the same way as a word you're thinking of, I don't want to give any away, so I don't want to give an example.
Gotcha.
But if the spelling doesn't match up with what the noun or adjective or verb is, that's fine, as long as it sounds exactly the same.
Okay.
Russ, you okay?
Oh, no, okay. I forgot the I was about to ask a question, then you started talking, and I forgot it, and I froze. There are many people with the same last name, so I assume once we use any last name.
No, you can use the same. You can use the same last name.
I really think we should eliminate that. I think once we use one, I think once we use a last name once, I think it should be taken out. Like
I kind of do too.
Okay, I'm fine with that. I'm fine with that. So
many names. I mean, that just kills my chance of catching up, but that's fine. Let's do it. Yeah, let me lose.
I mean, we didn't use a lot of them in the last one. There wasn't that many.
I'm fine with that, and you'll find out why. Come on.
It can be a verb, you said too.
Yes.
Just basically anything that isn't a regular name. So yeah, that's any could be. A, yeah. Okay.
Yeah, that isn't like a proper noun.
Got it.
Yeah.
All right.
I wish I could remember back to the second game now because like all those fit. I think.
I know there are ones. Yep. But I wasn't going to tell you that back then. Okay, nice. Russ.
Zach Moss.
Nice. Yeah. Are we going? Is it me then, Matt?
Yeah, same order, just starting with Russ.
Cam Newton.
Yes. Which is another, again, one I did not have.
Yes.
Oh, do they have to be fantasy relevant? Because I just thought of two really good ones that are not.
No, yes, they do have to be fantasy relevant. So if you want to say them, you can, because they're not going to count anyway.
JJ and TJ Watt.
Oh, that's good. Yeah.
Didn't they have another one that played running back, like a fullback or something?
Robert Woods.
Yes.
Nice.
That's to you, Russ.
Marquise Brown.
Yes, which now eliminates all the Browns per the rule. Yeah.
Smart. Jordan Love.
Yes.
CeeDee Lamb.
Nice. Yes. I like that a lot. These are fun games tonight, Rocky. Good job, man. Yeah,
seriously. I had fun coming up with them.
We've said the name Terrace Marshall like 18 times, so I'm just going to throw it out there now.
Yep, that would count.
All right, I'm going to go with Jonathan Taylor.
And yes, that Taylor.
Would also be nice. Oh, nice. Yes. Well done. How about Nick Chubb?
Gross. I actually have that on there. Nick Chubb, ha ha.
We'll take it.
So it's everybody's got three. We're back to Russ.
Oh, DeAndre Swift.
Yes. Mm-hmm. That was actually the first one I think I came up with that made me want to do this.
Well, how about a Drew Lock?
Yep.
Yeah, there you go.
Like I said previous games helped, if you remember.
Tyreek Hill.
That's about as far as I can remember.
Tyreek Hill, which eliminates any other Hills.
I had Justice Hill written down.
Suck it. I also had Kylan Hill.
So we are back to Russ, four piece for everybody. And remember, they can also be verbs or adjectives as well.
Yep.
Not just hills or...
looking at the... thinking about... Never mind. I don't want to give it away.
No, give it away. Give it away.
No, I don't want to give it away.
Give it away now.
Give it away. Give it away. Give it away now. Am I going?
Yeah, you were on Russ. Yes, we're on you.
Jared Cook.
Yes, which takes out Dalvin.
Let me cross off Dalvin.
Derek Carr. And God, I have one that I really want to say.
Oh, that's such a good one.
He's definitely not fantasy relevant from like a meaningful standpoint, but he might still be in the league. And if I get to say his name,
if he's a player at a fantasy position, he counts.
I think he is.
So that's back to Matt.
Stephon Diggs.
Yes.
Nice. I like that, Matt.
That is a good one. I like that one. You guys, I think I've only gotten one that I did not have on my list so far. So I'm happy about that this time.
My turn?
Yes.
Sterling Shepard?
Yes.
How about a Lev Bell?
Nice.
Yeah, that's one I didn't have, but yes.
How about a Tyler Lockett?
Yep. Nice.
Oh, that's really good.
So back to Russ. Everybody's at six apiece right now.
Devontae Smith?
I do not have that, but I will count that.
Smithing is a
thing. Eliminate all the Smiths. Sure. Yeah. Sure. Eliminate all the Smiths. But yeah, Smith is a career or whatever.
A profession?
Profession. That's the word I was looking for.
How about Kirk Cousins?
Yes.
This is so good. How about a Rashad Penny?
Yes. Yes.
That's so good.
I know. It is a good one. So everybody's at seven apiece.
Oh, I got my next one.
Back to Russ.
Man, like I want to ask questions, like if I could do some of them because it's a little bit of a slang or something.
I have one of those too.
I mean, if you can ask it without giving it away, I'll answer.
Yeah, I'm just going to save it.
Yeah, I'm going to try and just... Jameson Crowder, one that people that crowd together.
I'll take it.
I had that when I was questionable on it, but
it is questionable. But I'll take it.
How about Justin Fields?
Yep, I had that one. I'll go. How about Jalen Hurts?
Yep.
Oh, there we go.
Hold on, so, just make sure it wasn't said. Trey Lance.
Yep.
How about Jalen Hurd?
Yes, that's good. I did another one I didn't have, but yes, that works.
How about Jalen Waddle?
Yes, yes, I have that one too.
This is such a stupid game, but so fun. This is the best.
So yes, Matt got that one. So we are at nine apiece. Back to the beginning with Russ. I don't know what I'm going to do if you run through the entire list.
Oh, James White?
Yes.
What's the color? Okay.
Yeah. White, yeah. Is that not okay?
Like brown.
No. Okay.
Well,
no.
I might as well take out AJ Green.
Yeah.
Yep.
Steve Orange. That's a guy, right?
Is Alfred Blue still in the league?
That's a great poll. He is not, but
that's why I gave it away when it wasn't my turn.
To Michael Hasty.
Oh, God. That is great. I don't have that one.
That is
love that.
Fantastic, Matt. That is so ridiculously good. Oh, wow. Man. Wow.
So, we are at 10 apiece.
Okay, it's technically not the same. Brandon Cooks.
Yes, I counted them as two separate things. Yes.
Nice.
Oh, man. Now, did you say not the same thing because somebody already said Dalvin Cook?
I said
Jared Cook
earlier. Oh, okay, Jared Cook. Okay. Now I really want to go with. No. I'll go Derek Carr. But I already said that already.
Oh, you said that, which we already established counts as a wrong answer.
You said Derek Carr. I didn't hear that. Oh, well, I'm out.
You did.
You said Derek Carr.
What?
You did.
You did.
Yes, you did.
Okay. I mean, I had it written down and I didn't have it crossed off. So I guess I didn't cross it off when I said it.
So John has finished just with 10 for this round. And
I was never going to win this one anyway, so it didn't matter.
Russ can make up points on John, but can he make up points on Matt?
Is it me?
This is Matt's game, Rocky. You better have a tiebreaker for tonight.
So I'll go back to some
We get the torch of this as soon as you describe the game. That was going to win this.
Some callbacks. Trey Sermon.
Nice.
Yes.
Good one. Yeah. All right. So I'm not going to hold us up just yet. I'm going to go with my slang one. Eno Benjamin.
I like it.
I'll take it. Yep.
Sure.
I'll take it. It's
totally a proper, even the slang version is proper. The Benjamin.
But you're talking about an object.
You're talking, I'll allow it. It's
called that because of the proper president's name.
So?
I bet you can't.
Things are named after people.
All right. I bet if you write
I'm hoping to avoid a tie. I'll allow it.
You're not getting out of the tie.
Cooper Cup.
I bet you it gets that's a good one.
Good.
Yep. And I had that one too.
I mean, just take the Amari Cooper.
Is a Cooper a thing?
I'm pretty sure it is.
Amari Cooper.
No.
It 100% is a thing.
No, yes, it is, but you cannot use an answer.
You said it, so I can't steal it from
Rocky just said he wanted to. I was trying to help Rocky out, to help Russ out.
What is a Cooper?
It's like a basket maker or something?
Yeah, it's a thing. We've had the description of that job on this. Because sure. We did a name game with a bunch of jobs, and I remember Cooper being the answer.
Like okay. A cage maker?
I don't remember. Maybe it was a cage maker. That could have been it.
We are on Russ, correct? Yes.
Randall Cobb.
Very good.
That is very good. I didn't have that one.
I've got Jamar Chase.
Yep.
Oh, I had him written down too.
Can I do the slang Joe Mixon?
That's when I said the slang when I was like, oh, I bet this is the one everybody has is the slang. Is Mixon going to work here?
I'll allow it.
Oh, Rocky is Matt. You are up against it.
I feel like this is a conspiracy now.
Matt, I feel like it's
no, because the conspiracy
matter.
Is a secret. This is no secret.
Yeah,
Kenyon Drake.
He is my co-host.
A Drake is a male.
A Drake is a bird. A duck. Yeah.
I was not aware of that, but okay.
Drake Mallard, Darkwing Duck. Come on, Rocky. Come on.
I'm sorry,
Joe Reed.
Oh, that is good. Yeah. A nice pull.
That is a good one.
Kareem Hunt.
Yes.
I've got two more good ones and two I'm not sure about. Although, based on some of the things that have been allowed, they're probably fine.
Nope.
Oh, my God.
You. Because you're you, I won't allow them.
No. All right. I just have to say that I am ashamed that I did not get what I should have definitely gotten. It's the only name I fucking talked about for the last 3 days. There you go, Russ. That should help.
I had him too.
Kyle Pitts.
You son of a bitch. No, that does not count.
I had
come on.
I didn't say the name.
I had that written down. Son of a bitch. This
Matt,
is
you're
this
gonna
is,
win
this
the
is
night.
Ridiculous now. Michael Gallup.
Yes.
Oh, very my good
God,
one.
You guys are doing good. I do not have that many left.
And you probably sat down and looked through depth charts to actually write it up, I'm guessing.
I think.
Yeah, I actually went through the ADP and just started writing down names.
Antonio Gandy Golden.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay. I was wondering about Clyde Edwards-Helaire in the first name one. Like, ooh, does that count?
Edwards-Helaire. I don't think I would have counted name, that. Yeah.
But then you said no.
Oh, Edwards anyway. Yeah.
It's
Edwards
anyway. So I was like, oh, it's not going to count. That name came through.
T.Y. Hilton.
Proper.
Like the hotel.
Yeah.
Yeah. You can't use proper.
There's another. You can't use proper.
Okay,
but...
well, then cancel that one, and I'll say something else.
No, then you're wrong. No. That knocks you out.
This is some nonsense.
He straight up defined not
whatever.
Proper.
Okay, whatever.
Well, I mean, I don't get to keep going, right?
You do.
No, you do.
As many as you can come up
didn't
with.
Didn't we stop Matt?
No, yeah. he got one wrong.
Matt,
he repeated
going.
I mean, I don't have anything written down, so this is not going to go well for me.
If you take too long, you're not going to...
Greg Ward, Zach Pascal.
Stop, man.
Stop.
Pascal? Oh, that's a unit of... Damn, that's good.
You now can't use those two, Russ.
That's why Matt said I'm just in case.
I'm going to keep saying some more that you can't use since it's a hotel.
It's the name of a hotel. It's the proper name of a hotel.
Benjamin is the name of a proper name of a person.
I agree
but he
with
used
you.
It as
I
slang,
agree with you,
so,
Matt.
I mean where are we drawing Benjamin the
line? It is slangily used for the name of something else.
Please.
What
we're going to do then.
Nobody Russ calls us, hey, look at that Hilton over there is when they're sitting at the Holiday Inn.
Russ doesn't seem to have any anyway. Do you, Russ?
No, he doesn't.
No, I'm done.
Dalton Knox.
Oh, that's a good one. That's a very good one. What about, is Rico Gathers still in the league?
Doesn't matter. I'll allow it.
Greg Ward.
You said Greg Ward. Well, after the fact. Deontay Johnson.
Todd Gurley.
Deontay Johnson.
Oh, that is a good one. I would have counted that.
That is a good one. Yeah.
Okay.
So what else you got on there, Rocky?
I got one more. I'm just putting in the scoring in for this last game. So Russ ended up getting 16. Matt got
N'Keal Harry. Do we use him?
That's a
that could have worked.
Harry. Harry's a what is that?
It's an adjective.
Like I'm Harry.
Harry. Harry.
Look at Russ. He's so freaking Harry.
I'm so freaking Harry.
It's Harry, not Harry. Anyway, Russ
it's
got
Harry.
16 that
you guys
round.
Are just
Harry.
You guys
don't pronounce it Harry. You say Harry.
You are clearly
no. I say Harry.
I do say Harry. N'Keal Harry.
Those are two different words, Mister. I hate poetic license. Don't start with that, man.
The name Harry is pronounced exactly the same as Hairy.
Harry and Harry are two
even
very different
things. Even with Russ getting 2 points for the win, you're still up 8 points over him and 10 points over Bosch. So this is going to be a freaking tie.
That's all right. Nobody needs to win tonight because we're already all in. So.
I swear, am I the only one that every time I see Rocky's mic, I just think there's a sniper dot on him?
I know. You said that to me before.
I didn't it's notice safe. It until right now. Now that's all I'm going to be able to see. Thanks, Matt.
Okay, so we'll go to the last one. My God, we're pretty far into this. Okay, then this is definitely going to have some overlap with one of the ones we did before. So hopefully you guys have good
memories. I should have been writing names down the whole time. I knew it.
Players who have the same last name as someone else or their last name is another player's first name. Again, no plurals.
Is that different than the two first name thing?
Yes. Okay. Well, sort of.
I mean, that's going to be a lot of answers.
No, are we doing the same thing where if you say, you know, what?
I wasn't going to, but to knock it out quicker, yes.
What was the first part of it? Just players that have the same last name?
Yes.
That might, I mean, that's still going to be.
I mean, all we're doing is taking one of them, and then that's the end of it because we can't use it again. So, I mean, John goes first, right?
If we go with that, that's going to be. If we allow the first and last name thing, like that's going to be a lot of repeats.
Yep. Yeah, if you can only use it once, then you can't repeat it.
Okay.
Okay.
And it has to be another player in the league. It can't just be a name.
Yeah.
Well, right.
It has to be the name of it. You have to give both players.
Okay. All right.
Oh, we have to say both. We have to say both players.
I know you don't edit, but
two players give the same last name or the guys with the same first and last name whose first name it is.
Okay, so like
you can't
I'm starting
just say this guy has a first, so that's why it's not exactly the same as the two first names things. It actually has to be the first name of another player in the league, and you have to say who that is.
Okay, but like, let me make sure I understand this right. I can say Jamar Chase Claypool, and that's correct, right?
Jamar Chase and Chase Claypool.
Like, okay, yeah. So I have to say Jamar Chase and then Chase Claypool.
Yeah, this isn't a name game.
Not the name game.
Okay. All right,
and so, we were going to start with you, so that's your first answer.
Yeah. You said you were going to start me. That's why I asked it and wanted to make sure that. Okay, so Jamar Chase Claypool. Good luck editing that part of it, Russ.
Oh, I'm not listening to this while I edit. I'm just taking out gaps and calling it a day because all I'm going to do is find them when we were talking about auctions and delete that, and the rest of it's just staying. Whose turn is it?
Matt.
AJ Brown and Marquise Brown.
Yes. Which eliminates, again, all the Browns.
Justice Hill, Tyreek Hill.
Yep.
Keenan Allen, Allen Robinson.
Yes.
And again, we're saying spelling doesn't matter.
Correct.
Javonte Williams and Preston Williams.
Yes, which takes out a bunch of Williams.
Sorry, writing. Jared and Dalvin Cook.
Yep.
Curtis and Deebo Samuel.
T. Higgins and Rashad Higgins.
Yes. Two that haven't been used before.
And they have to be in the league now or no?
I had to be in the league last year.
Oh, damn. Because I was really about to throw a Kristen Michael Gallup out there. But
if they're currently a free agent, I will accept. If they're Kristen Michael, I will not.
Did you go, Russ?
No.
You know what? Okay. We don't need to do it now. I think a good way to play this game, I don't know if we can ever play it again, but if you can do multiples of the same name, then you get a point for each one.
How many Robinsons can you
do? Oh, right. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Gabriel and Mike Davis.
Yeah. Which would also have worked with Davis Mills.
Hey.
Oh, it's me. Christian Kirk and Kirk Cousins.
Yep. Nice.
Julio Jones and Aaron Jones.
Yes. Which, by the way, I would have accepted Jones as a verb.
I was wondering how you used it down, but I didn't.
Nice.
I had that on my list, a bunch of Joneses, but
can we repeat players that were said or no?
You can
no
if, there, if not, part no, you cannot used? Use players that were used in this round.
Can you are you allowed to repeat the list of what's been said?
I'm deleting them as they're said, so I can't. So I take them off my list.
Derek and Hunter Henry.
Yes. Which, by the way, also would have worked with Henry Ruggs, which also would have worked for the last game.
Yep.
Yep.
Nice.
Ruggs. Oh, that's so good.
A couple others I like that you guys didn't use. Tommy Tremble.
Oh, very fun. Very, very fun.
Joe Burrow.
Yep.
I good. Had, yeah. So good.
Cam Akers.
So good. So good.
And Mike Boone. I liked all those ones.
So good.
So we are at Bosch.
Oh, we're me. Matt Ryan and Ryan Nall.
Yes, that's not the Ryan I had, but I did have that one on there.
That's why I said it. Which Ryan did you have?
I had both Fitzpatrick and Finley as possible answers.
Ah, yes. I got
and you managed to find another.
That makes me feel good.
All I don't know why, but all that's coming to my mind are people that aren't in the freaking league
yeah,
anymore.
A lot of old people too that are out.
Is it me?
It's Matt. Sorry. I'm sorry. Oh,
sorry.
Yeah, Matt.
Devonta Smith, Irv Smith.
Yes.
I can't remember if we said Smith.
I had multiple
I kind of figured
Smiths.
Somebody had already said it.
There's also Traquan and Janu. So, Russ.
Eno Benjamin and Benjamin Roethlisberger.
Nice.
Yes.
It's his name. Get
I'm
off
gonna,
it.
I'm gonna be out here if somebody has already used it, but Lamar Jackson and Justin Jackson.
No, the Jacksons nope. weren't used.
Ooh, yes. All right.
Sean as well. So Matt.
Zach Wilson, Russell Wilson.
Yep. And Jeff Wilson. I can say these extra ones now that we're not reusing. So Russ, there are definitely names that have been mentioned tonight that still apply.
Yep.
Here.
DeMarcus Robinson and James Robinson.
Have we not done the Robinsons yet?
I believe we did.
I think somebody Who? Said them.
Oh, no. We did not. Wow. Wait. Oh, wait.
No, I've been writing them down.
Allen and James, but maybe not. I don't know.
No, he used Allen for Keenan Allen.
I did Keenan Allen Robinson.
Which is why I asked if we could use a player twice if it's for a different part of the name. And you said no, so I got a different Robinson.
No. Okay. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, yeah.
I used Robinson as the answer of the other category.
He's right.
Gotcha. Okay.
So we're back to Bosch.
Oh,
everybody's at six apiece, by the way.
David Montgomery and Ty Montgomery.
Ty Montgomery's is he still in the league?
Yes.
I know he played for the Saints for a minute, but
also last year, still... which is
yeah, the only qualifier was they had to play last
okay.
year. All so
right.
that
I have
count.
Not seen his retirement papers come across the table yet, you know.
So you, Matt.
Kyle Trask and Kyle Pitts.
I thought it was
that
last
is first
name.
Names. Oh my goodness.
His last name only.
Yeah.
It's not
his last name only? Name. God damn it. That's what happens when I'm... Yeah, whatever. Okay.
So, Russ, this
he
is your chance to catch
win.
Up.
He opened it up.
I am flailing.
I've got like six more pairs.
Matt's going to be furious if Russ actually
I'm
catches
so
up.
Right. I'm so furious right now.
Oh, no. It's not going to happen.
I'm furious right now.
He saved me because I just wrote down Antonio Gibson and Antonio Brown and not realizing that doesn't work. So
yeah.
I'm very glad that he did that wrong because I would have gotten it wrong the next time. DJ Moore and David Moore.
Yes, as well as
now with
Elijah Moore and Rondale Moore.
Yep.
What about Golden Tate and Auden Tate?
I actually have them, yes.
Auden.
Gotta say the name right. I think you're out because you just called him Alden.
Then it's just that's favoring. That's not good for you, Matt. You want me in this game.
Yeah. I don't care anymore, John. Now I'm just chaos. I don't give a shit anymore. If I don't win, I don't care.
Now you're just bitter. Take your ball home, huh?
I am bitter.
So it's back to Russ.
Calvin and Riley Ridley.
Oh, good one. I actually didn't have that one. So, John.
Yeah. Oh, T. Higgins and Antonio Higgins?
What? Either first way, one, you're person, first, and you're he wrong. Used it. Yeah, first, and Matt used Higgins. And T. Higgins and Rashad Higgins. So
Rashad Higgins, that's his name. Dang it.
Ross is out with eight, and Russ can say as many as he wants unless he takes forever to say them. So,
all right, well, the only one I have written down is Mike and Darrington Evans.
Yes.
Nice.
I have some more.
No.
Give him some time to expire here.
Giving you a little time, but pretty soon we're just going to start counting down. Okay, Russ, I'm giving you 15 seconds. 10.
Dick.
5.
He's not in the league anymore.
I'm broken. Yeah, is Landry Jones still there? Can I say?
I don't believe Landry Jones is in the league.
I have absolutely no idea. That's
Which means.
Nah, I'm.
Oh, you get the win for that one.
Deontay Johnson and Tyler Johnson, Andy Dalton, Dalton Schultz.
We didn't do a Johnson. Oh,
Tamori and Terry McLaurin.
Yep, I had those.
Wow, that's a good one.
Jonathan Taylor and Taylor Gabriel and Royce Freeman and Devonta Taylor. Freeman.
What about the Rudolph brothers?
There's Rudolph two Rudolphs. Brothers?
Mason and Kyle.
Oh, Mason. Yeah.
I didn't
not
think
brothers. I have them. So is that all you had, Matt?
I mean, there's got to be someone with the first name Thomas, right? Michael Thomas?
Is there?
There has to be someone in the league named Tom Brady.
I wasn't doing that, but I let you guys
Benjamin Rogers.
Thomas Brady. You guys also didn't get Aaron Rodgers and Amari Rodgers.
Rogers to Rogers. People talked about that.
Yeah,
Roger.
Kadarius Tony Pollard. Not Amari Cooper Kupp.
I almost said Kadarius Tony for the last one because, like, Tony the award. I guess that's a name after somebody though.
DJ Dallas Goedert.
Tony could have been for the last one in a lot of ways. Not just a name. Somebody could be Tony. Tony can be an adjective.
You also didn't say the Herberts.
Tony is not an adjective.
Look it up, but it is.
Like when someone's singing, they're too Tony. Like their tone is too much.
There you go.
I don't know.
I think it also.
You're pitchy. You're not Tony. You're tonal or atonal. No.
Haven't you ever seen Pitch Perfect? Come on, John.
Haven't you been talking to someone who's almost a music major?
No, it's not that. Okay, I was going to say it was going to mean snobby, but that's not what it means. Tony means you're Tony. The definition says being in accordance with the current fashion. Chic. This is why I thought snobby.
Okay, chic, John.
Stylish, swanky. Damn it, guys. Tony is a word.
So Matt did win that, which means it's 1-1-1. Are you guys actually going to make me do a tiebreaker on the one that doesn't even matter?
We've been going over an hour 20 already.
We can all be winners. It's fine.
This is way over. We're all losers.
Matt only won by 3, actually.
Wow.
If Russ could have came up with 4 more, he could have pulled it out.
So close.
Or hadn't gone out so early in that first round.
Yeah, I know. And I don't want to talk about it anymore. Just end the show.
Okay, yes. That will end the show. Any of you want to say anything before we sign off here?
Nope.
Are we going to give all the Twitter handles or we're not bothering with that?
Harrison. Nope. Harrison could have been a first and a last name.
It's
too.
At M. Pricer, at Empire FFL, and at Dynasty Toilet.
There we go. Rocky, folks. Rocky, thanks for hosting.
Yes, thank you for having me on again, and I'll probably be taking over again very soon. Good night, everybody.
At Dynasty FF Addict.
When all your podcasts seem to be the same info on repeat, and the Josh Gordon talk, well, it melts into one giant bleed. Dynasty Game Night with Matt Price and John B. Yeah. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night. We'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night. Bosh has never won. Dynasty Game Night. Guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night. Can this really be free? Dynasty Game Night, Game Night. The other Dynasty guys, will they come on to play fake news? And John's name game, well, it's impossible without six clues. Dynasty Game Night, with Matt Price and John B. Yeah, you'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night, we'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night, Bosch has never won. Dynasty Game Night, guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night, with the dummies. Dynasty Game Night, Game Night. With Matt Price and John B. Yeah. You'll be yelling answers at your iPod just like me. Dynasty Game Night, we'll be having some fun. Dynasty Game Night, Bosch has never won. Dynasty Game Night, guessing ADP. Dynasty Game Night, can all this really be free? Dynasty Game Night, Game Night.